In this tutorial, we will review the direct messaging setup options, as well as how to customize your office's direct document coding. The end-to-end direct messaging interface within Medint is highly customizable and can be configured to suit the specific needs of each provider in your office. After you have completed the direct message training with Medint's interface department, the end-to-end direct user will be activated in your system. The interface department creates the end-to-end direct user to act as the central hub for where all of your system's direct messaging content can be collected and available for reference. The end-to-end direct user will not act as a normal user that will need to be logged into with a username and password. The end-to-end direct user will not act as a normal user that will need to be logged into with a username and password. This user is simply meant to be an organizational tool to filter direct messages. This comprehensive end-to-end direct user will contain all of the direct messages and attachments received by your system for multiple providers using their own unique message. You can modify your system's end-to-end direct interface functionality. By accessing the end-to-end direct setup menu in the Medical Master Files. From the main menu, click the Medical Records button on the top left side of the screen. When the Medical Records screen appears, click the Medical Master Files button, and from the Medical Master Files screen, select the Interface Setup option. The interface setup screen will appear where you can select the end-to-end direct setup button to access the direct setup menu. The end-to-end direct setup menu contains all of the items that may be needed. To customize your office's direct messaging process. The interface setup screen will appear where you can select the end-to-end direct setup button to access the direct setup menu. At the top of the direct setup menu, the first item allows you to adjust the CCD setup options. When the CCD setup screen is accessed, you will notice that default document codes will be present for all incoming, outgoing, and portal CCD documents. These document codes allow the system to categorize and or label all direct CCD documents with their appropriate description. These document codes should not be changed from their default settings. The next link represents the default user that has been designated to receive CCDs when received via direct messaging. A user must be assigned to each provider who is participating in direct messaging in order to receive the CCD documents. You can assign a user to each provider's account by clicking the Setup Incoming CCD Users You can assign a user to each provider's account by clicking the Setup Incoming CCD Users button on the button line at the top of the screen. When the button is clicked on, a list of all of the direct messaging participants. When the button is clicked on, a list of all of the direct messaging participants in your office will appear. To the right of the provider's name and doctor number will be the user who is. To the right of the provider's name and doctor number will be the user who is assigned to receive CCDs for that provider's direct messaging address. To the right of the provider's name and doctor number will be the user who is assigned to receive CCDs for that provider's direct messaging address. Click over the desired provider and the user selection pop-up will appear. From the pop-up, you can select the appropriate user from the listing and any CCDs that are sent to the provider's direct messaging address. Will then be routed to that user's open documents listing.
If no user is selected for a provider, any CCDs that are received will automatically be routed to the default user. Back at the CCD setup screen, the CCD procedure setup allows you to designate specific document codes that may be referenced for the procedures section of the CCD. If a document code is selected for a procedure, when your system creates a CCD, it will search for any item in the patient's chart that has been labeled with that particular document code. If the Pull from History document checkbox is clicked, any procedure or synonymous procedure name that is listed in the patient's medical history will also be added and dated on the CCD. When you return to the end-to-end direct setup menu, the next button allows you to modify the C62 document setup. The C62 setup is very similar to the CCD setup.
where default document codes will be present for incoming and outgoing documents. The end-to-end direct user will be assigned as the default user for all received C62 documents. If a user is not pre-selected for a provider in the list below, any C62 document that is sent to that provider's direct messaging address will be contained in the end-to-end direct user. You can click over any of the providers in the listing to access the user selection pop-up and assign the appropriate user to that provider. The next item available at the setup menu is the setup immunization import option. This option allows you to select the user that will hold all of the immunizations when they have been imported from a CCD. The end-to-end direct user will be preset as the default user in your system. A user must be assigned at this screen in order to import immunizations. If a user is not selected, you will be prompted to select one when importing from the CCD. The setup lab import option works in the same way as the immunization import option. When importing labs from a CCD, a user must be selected in the default user for imports field at this screen. When importing labs from a CCD, a user must be selected in the default user for imports field at this screen. If a user is not assigned here, you will be prompted to select one when importing labs. If a user is not assigned here, you will be prompted to select one when importing lab results from the CCD. In MedEnt, a lab company must be associated with all lab results. Because the lab companies are not given in the lab section of the CCD, the interface department will create a default lab company on your system. Because the lab companies are not given in the lab section of CCDs, the interface department will create a default lab company on your system named End-to-End CCD Import. This lab company is simply for documentation purposes. All direct messages will be sent and received as triages in MedEnt. The triage message setup at the direct setup menu allows you to select a reason code for all the. At the direct setup menu, allows you to select a reason code for all of the incoming and outgoing direct triages. The reason code direct in will represent all incoming direct triages. The reason code direct in will represent all incoming direct triages, and the reason code direct out will designate all outgoing direct triages. These reason codes have been preset in your system and should not be changed. The end-to-end direct user will default to contain all of the direct. The end-to-end direct user will default to contain all of the direct triages that have been received. The end-to-end direct user will default to contain all of the direct triages that are received in your system. If necessary, you can change the user that receives direct triages for each provider by clicking over the provider and selecting from the list in the user selection pop-up. In order to take full advantage of the direct messaging interface in MedEnt, it is very important that your system's direct document coding is fully completed. Direct document coding will allow your system to label direct documents that are sent and received with the appropriate master document code. When the document coding is properly set up, the system will be able to specify certain document types as opposed to simply labeling them with the generic C62 document code. as opposed to simply labeling them with the generic C62 document code. The column on the left side of the direct document coding setup screen displays the available document categories and subcategories. The column on the left side of the direct document coding setup screen displays the column on the left side of the direct document coding setup screen displays the available document categories and subcategories. The inbound column allows you to select one document code for each category and subcategory that is listed. Click over the pull-down button for the category you wish to select a code for, and the master document selection pop-up will appear. You can use the search box at the bottom of the pop-up to narrow the selection results. Click on the appropriate document code when you have found it in the listing, and it will be added in that category's inbound column on the document code setup screen. If a document code cannot be matched with an incoming direct document, then the document will be labeled with the default C62 incoming code. If a document code cannot be matched with an incoming direct document, then the document will be labeled with the default C62 incoming code. The outbound column allows you to select multiple document codes for each category. When multiple outbound document codes are selected for a certain category, the system will be able to recognize any documents with those corresponding codes. When a direct message is sent, those documents will all be identified as part of the specific coding category.